Thinking of university? Apply now. Start study this July. Google JCU.
Hold up.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up. You're my radio.
Hit.
Cliffo and Loggy's podcast.
All right, Cliffo, things are about to get pretty nerdy now with you and I being avid Star Wars fans. This is an absolute blessing and an honour to be able to speak to one of the most feared bounty hunters in all the galaxy, the man behind the mask of Boba Fett. It is Mr. Jeremy Bullock, who's making his way here from Magneticon. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. Good morning.
Good morning and good afternoon.
Yeah, it's really, really weird. It's quite early in the morning for us. It's quite late at night for you, but we've made our schedules. We used the Force and we made our schedules. Come together, Jeremy.
You can't use the Force.
What?
I'm sorry, you have to borrow it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I borrowed
it. Yeah. You need to ask first.
I see. I'm not worthy. Jeremy, wow, one of the stars of the original Star Wars series. I got to ask from the outset, are you a Star Wars fan, Jeremy, particularly of the newer stuff?
Yeah, I am. I'm a huge fan. I've met, obviously, the cast of the originals or the early ones. And it's like a big party amongst them. They say, good luck, how are you? Nice to see you.
As the new movies, the Star Wars movies, keep coming out, Billy Dee Williams, who played Lando Calrissian, he said he wasn't very happy with new roles being made, especially his role. What's your thoughts on a Boba Fett like anthology, I guess, movie coming out? Because Boba Fett is a very well-loved character of Star Wars.
Yes, he seems to be. You know, it's just, I think it's great that if they can follow on, that you see more of Boba Fett. People keep asking me, what happens in the next one? Are you going to be in it? I said, no, I'm not. Otherwise, I'd be 160.
You can do it.
Yeah, well, I probably can do it, but that's the one. I mean, it's amazing that the character has taken off so well, and whoever plays the part just follow the same line, and that's it.
Yeah, and it seems like compared to these days with CGI and special effects and stuff like that, back in the original Star Wars that you guys starred in, I mean, it was the early days of modern filmmaking. It was some pretty rough stuff, some of those costumes, some of the way those things were shot. Can you tell us a little bit about that, like the differences between, you know, when you made Star Wars compared to what it's like when they make them today?
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, it's gone back to the original.
Yeah, right.
There's a lovely feeling about, you know, and my wife and I decided to go and see the first film of this new lot, and we took our grandchildren there to see the first film, The Force Awakens, and it was terrific. I mean, the energy that the new actors have is just incredible. You just think, I can't do that anymore.
Do your grandkids understand that you were part of this once upon a time, or are they quite young? Yeah,
yes, they do. the youngest granddaughter, she sort of said, Granddad, when are we going to see bits of you? I said, well, you won't see bits of me.
In the 70s.
And the other two here in London, the grandchildren, they're right on the button.
You speak of your wife. Were you together with her prior to Boba Fett, or did you use that as a bit of a line, like, hey, girl, come over here, I'm Boba Fett?
I wouldn't lose the language. I'd just say, I'm Boba Fett.
Oh, geez.
And the girls go wild, Jeremy.
Oh, my God.
While you're doing quotes, can I just get you to do a quick one for me about putting Captain Solo in the cargo hold? Because that's my all-time favorite Boba Fett quote.
Okay. Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
Oh,
gee whiz.
This means so much to me. I've got goosebumps.
Jeremy, will you always feel like you are part of, you've been part of something very special in starring as Boba Fett in Star Wars?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I would be. It's an amazing series of films, and, you know, everybody loves the characters. They also love being the character again. If they were called up again, I would jump at the chance to walk in and Burberry.
Yeah, well, you definitely were part of something special that's brought a lot of joy to Loggy's life, my life, yeah, and millions of people across the globe. So excited that you are going to be in Townsville June 3 and 4 for Magneticon. It's at Townsville RSL Stadium. Tickets are available now at townsvilletickets.com.au. But for now, Jeremy Bullock, a.k.a. Boba Fett from the original Star Wars series.
Wow.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, Jeremy.
All the best.
Bye.
Be on the dark side.
Cliffo and Loggy, weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.